Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So now let's go to Tokyo.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Kia, movement that inspires.
RTE's own Des Cahill is there and he joins me on the line. Hello, Des.
Claire, we're going to have to start managing expectations. We can't be getting medals every day of the Games.
We've had a great morning here. We were talking to Trish.
I've been listening.
Such fun.
Paul's mother was brilliant.
Yeah. We're all basking in the glow of it. You know, it's just absolutely fantastic.
When I heard his mother talking to you, I could see where Paul gets it from. Could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool as a cucumber as well, in fairness to her.
They all are. That's obviously where I do think that is part of it, actually, that they're calm and they're cool. Mm-hmm. But they're like when he said everyone works very hard, and I said there has to be more than that. And he says, oh, well, there's all things like the quality of the boat, the quality of the coach, biometric. He starts getting into the physiology and all of this. So there is a lot more goes into it than he lets on
a
lot of the time.
Of course.
And they're both studying, of course. He's a medical student as well.
Yeah, and I watched it back a couple of times this morning. I mean, I know the Germans put it up to them to a certain extent, but there was really never any doubt from the start of that race that they were going to take it, I think. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I was nervous about the Germans being in front, but they clearly, that has occurred in the previous big races. The Germans and Italians like to attack early, and the Irish lads like to go at a steady pace, and obviously as the Germans and Italians tire, take them on. So their confidence in themselves is what it's all about, probably across all sport and in life, I suppose. But they certainly had that.
Well, listen, I want to mention Sunita Pushpure as well. She had a shock exit in the semi-final, and we're all so sad about it.
Yeah, and it kind of got lost, obviously, in the fact, and it came just, you know, within the same half hour as the lads won the gold medal. And I just feel, I'd say she's glad. I'd say she just wishes she was at home now, and the thought of having to hang around for a day or two before she can get home. And just to remind people, it's a good example of when we have someone else carrying the burden of expectation and hope. Like, Sunita moved to Ireland from Latvia, where she had been a superb scholar. You know, she rode in the World Under 23 Championships, got a medal. She got gold at the World Student Games when she lived in Latvia. And then she got married in her 20s, moved to Dublin with her husband Casper, and she had a baby, and she was mid-20s. They went to Dublin Zoo and went the wrong way, and they came on the Liffey and saw the rowing on the Liffey, and she didn't know rowing existed on the Liffey. And she was pregnant with her second child at the time. So she joined a rowing club just to get back into it. But obviously, being a World Student Games champion, they saw the talent straight away and she got back into it. And when they relocated to Cork, because she joined Rowing Ireland's elite programme. So her family have been raised in Cork and she has two children there. And as you heard from Trish, Paula Donovan's mother, Sunita was the only one flying the flag for Ireland in rowing at London in 2012.
Yeah.
When she went to Rio, she was one of our hopes, and it went wrong for her there. And she said in an interview here, she kind of hung in for this 5 years, as it turned out, rather than 4 years, because she wanted to put right what went wrong in Rio. And it didn't happen for her.
She had a tough year, didn't she? She had injury and illness, and she wasn't in the European Championships for those reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, and therefore wasn't competing at the level she needed to be at. It's just a reminder. She's 39, you know what I mean? And she needs to get her life going as well. And it's just a reminder of what people do put in to represent us. And it's great when they win and we're all showering people with love. And then there's other people who've put in the exact same effort and don't get the recognition. But I've always liked her. She's great fun as well. She's a lovely woman. And I was just really sorry for her, because the expectation was that she would do very well.
Well, she'll always be an Irish Olympian, and she did us proud on the world stage.
And a world champion. She was twice world champion.
Yeah,
so
and she'll be welcomed home with open arms when she gets here. Now, the other big story coming out of Tokyo is COVID. Record numbers again overall in the city. But the big news for the Games is that the American double world champion pole vaulter is out.
Yeah, with COVID, Sam Kendricks, one of the favourites, obviously, to win. And he's out. The Argentinian pole vaulter is also out because they had trained together. And Australia had a huge panic about 6 hours ago because the Australian pole vaulter had been involved with them. So initially what the Australian Olympic Committee did was they sent everybody from the Australia's track and field team, athletes and officials, to their rooms and created a lockdown situation. It only lasted 2 hours. It was a precautionary measure after Kendricks officially announcing he was withdrawing from the Games. Kendricks has been brought to a hotel to isolate. But Australia's 41 athletes from the track and field team were then tested. Three have been kept in their rooms in line, but the rest have been, after a couple of hours, have been allowed to go about their business again. You see, the track and field starts later tonight, Irish time, and that's a huge thing. And what some people mightn't realise with the Olympics, it's different this time, is part of the COVID regulations here, Claire, has been that an athlete can only come in maximum 5 days before their event, and they must leave 2 days after the event. As Trish was saying to you, she wasn't sure when the lads are coming back. It's Saturday, by the way, okay. She wants to know. But they're,
poor Trish is in the dark.
Mothers are always the last to know.
Well, so she explained, yeah. I wanted to ask you, Des, about the reports we're hearing about the temperature going up there and the humidity going up. I mean, what's it like? Because mindful of the athletics starting tomorrow.
Well, we've a couple of fellas around the RTE studios now with big red shiny heads on them, and a couple of the cameramen have got seriously sunburnt, like not like a day at home. One of them had factor 50 on repeatedly. The rowing and the decks area, that's the area, the TV presentation area that looks fantastic with the bridge in the background. That's very exposed and open air. And so to answer your question, it's really, really hot and really, really humid.
Okay.
Extensive air conditioning in the stadium does exist, in a few of the stadiums, yeah. The tennis, etc. They have that. They're very conscious of that. One of the tennis players yesterday asked an umpire, Medvedev, what's going to happen if one of us dies here? So they have brought back the starting time for tennis matches because of that.
My goodness.
But it is certainly a factor.
Right, well, keep the factor 50 on and look after yourself, Des. Good to talk to you.
I will do.
Des there in Tokyo. No doubt we'll speak to Des tomorrow.